Okay, so it's a great pleasure to be here today to have a chance to tell you about some research that I've been doing over the last many years, trying to get some new and interesting approaches to surveillance. I typically have worked in disease burden and modeling. I'm trying now to move into syndromic surveillance and see if actually there's a way we can use data that are already available at hand in a clever way in public health. So, as background now, we're going to talk about rotavirus vaccine coverage in this session. It really could have been anything, but this is the topic today that I'm talking about. The situation is that you can track rotavirus vaccine coverage, but it's typically at the national level delayed by years because we have the National Immunization Survey in which you interview parents who have kids who are 19 to 35 months old. That means it takes several years before you get information about an infant age cohort. And that's why they're still, as we're speaking here, even though the RotaTech program began in 2006, we still don't have a national immunization survey data, which would be the best possible data we can get from the national level. Then we have the immunization sentinel sites and the vaccine registry in certain states. And those data can be fantastic, but they don't represent necessarily the national picture. So the question I'm trying to address is could it be that private sector electronic claims databases can come to the rescue and fill some of these gaps here? Could it be we could improve the reporting timeliness with this very light sample size of data that we have, sometimes tracking 50% of all kids in the United States last week? Could it be we can do all this automatically instead of setting up every surveillance system painfully? Could it be we can track into this and just use its strengths to produce some really interesting data? Certainly, if we can do this, we have the flexibility because such claims records could have flexible age structure, geography, gender, and risk groups assigned to the. You can really very quickly change your case definition or your time period or whatever you're looking at. So if we can get this happening, it could be really very much more flexible than your typical surveillance systems. And also, the high resolution, the high number of records in these data would allow to track those uptake patterns at a very high spatial and temporal granularity. And I'm going to today show you some data in terms of tracking things temporally much, much carefulier than you typically see. So now, we're not the only people thinking about this. Here's a study that was published in 2008 by researchers in Germany, asking the same question, really. Can vaccination coverage in children be estimated from health insurance data, electronic claims data? So in this study, I have my hands on private sector electronic data resources from Surveillance Data Incorporated, which is a data warehouse business in Philadelphia. And they have a really large selection of medical claims, CMS 1500 data. And you can, these are fun because every time a child gets a vaccine, they are coded as procedure codes, CPT codes. And so even RotaTech and Rotarix, you can track them individually because they have a different code. So this is sort of the natural history of what happens and where these data come from. A doctor sees a patient and they code the diagnosis and in this case, immunizations that are given. And they submit electronically that CMS 1500 form to a switch, which is to me a little bit mysterious thing, but it's a business that actually directs the claim to the correct payer. So you're actually intersecting the data very, very quickly, just at the same day as it's sent off by the physician. And also it's not yet, it's democratic in a sense, it's not from one payer, it's from all possible payers at that time. And those records actually are sold, de-identified, and there are many people in this business. So you have basically de-identified, HIPAA-compliant records getting into data warehouses and being processed and dealt with. And then again, because you have the synthetic, you can generate a synthetic identification for every patient, you actually can link a patient's experience over time, and that's this company's business especially. So once you've done that, you can analyze these CPT procedures listed for vaccine. And the timeliness is, of course, phenomenal. It's like 1 to 2 weeks lagged before you have 50% of the data in, and about 60 days out, you have 100% data in. The sample size is about 50% of all outpatient visits in the United States, seen by 300,000 physicians. And the representativeness, as I was saying, is really democratic in the sense that all states are here, Medicare, Medicaid, private payers, but it's not a statistical sample. But maybe it doesn't matter so much when you have 50% of everybody that is not a statistical sample. So the challenge here is that for this specific question is that only paying children get a CPT procedure code listed in these claims. So we have to find a way to control the denominators when we are analyzing these data to identify and get rid of children who are truly vaccine for children kits. So they might have been immunized, but we would not see them in this data. We have to find ways to take those out. And then that's really the situation. Just remember this, whatever you see is based on private sector immunizations administered. And there actually are CDC studies showing that if you just look at the private payer children and compare them with vaccine for children, then actually they have the same immunization rates over time. So even though this is the private sample, it's not such a bad idea to just study them already. So the aim here, and we did this in a collaboration with Umesh Parashar and Margaret Cortez and Jackie Tate in the CDC rotavirus branch. And we try to say, let's do this, let's try to see if we can do it and we can validate what we find. So we just set out to utilize these CMS 1500 big sample from SDI to generate timely estimates of rotavirus vaccine uptake. And this strategy had to overcome the VFC challenge. And and to do this, we found out if we use DTaP, which is everybody gets DTaP, and we know how many gets DTaP, and it's stable over time, we can use that as a benchmark to get national estimates. And then we can validate these estimates against the Sentinel Immunization Sites data and National Immunization Survey data as they become available. And they haven't become available yet, so we have to sort of wait. But we're ready for that comparison. And really, all of this was in the interest of supporting a phase 4 evaluation of rotavirus vaccine program that CDC had undertaken. So here we were following the tracking vaccine uptake over time in the population, at the same time looking, with the same data, mind you, we're looking at hospitalizations, outpatient, ED visits, everything by ICD-9 codes. So that's an ecological study design, but we could still look at what the program national impact was of the vaccination program. So the strategy is to go in using that synthetic linker to identify patients and follow their whole experience over their first year of life. You can see baby well visits coded by CPT codes for the 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months baby well visit. You can see other visits. And then every time you have a well visit, you can look for the presence of DTaP CPT codes. Then you know it's not a vaccine for children, and then you can follow them. And I will not bore you with all the efforts we put into trying to get this denominator right for these estimates, but it's something that's not so easy to do. You really have to think through this very carefully, and we're still working on this. But basically what you get, you approach this as an age cohort model, and I'm showing in this graph, you can see the patient's age in months going down, and you can see the calendar time progressing across. So basically we're able to, at the time this RotaTech was introduced in 2006, we can start to see how the vaccine coverage trickles in, mostly in the 2-month-olds, because that's the first baby we'll visit, and we're looking at the first rotavirus immunization, and then you can see how it builds up over time, and these are cumulative data, and if you continue over time up to 2008, you will see much, much higher coverages at this time. And this is what it looked like when we do 1-plus dose coverage using this approach. We can start, and I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this, but we think it's pretty cool. You can actually sort out the kids in all kinds of age groups, anything. We have divided them into 0 to 5 months of age, that's a red line. 6 to 11 months is the purple. 12 to 17 is the orange, and 18 to 23 months old is the green. And then the 2-year-olds are in the blue line, they are lowest. And the two orange areas are illustrating the 2006-07 winter season, the first season after the program started, and the 07-08 is the second season. So what you can see is you achieved quite a high coverage in the very youngest infants in the first season, but only by the second season do you see it in the toddlers as well. And here's by 2-plus dose coverage, and here you see that that's supposed to be a marker of true protection, and you can see that was really only achieved in the 2007-08 season at somewhere between 50% and 70% coverage in the all the way in the youngest age groups and the 6 to 11 months old, but also reaching into the 18 to 23 months old. So when we put this whole story together, this is just a cartoon of what we had done, it's published in a paper I'll show in a bit. But basically what you're seeing in the first, in the top, is really the rotavirus, national rotavirus coded visits in such data. And you can see that the latest season of 07-08 was delayed and also was much, much lower than the previous ones. Big program benefits going on here, and you can see I just put this rotavirus coverage underneath, and you can see how it correlates very well with the vaccine uptake, really increasing the 2+ dose for the first time, reaching a decent coverage level in that season. And what we did then, we also looked at other age groups that were outside this immunization range, like for example 5 to 8-year-olds, and they also had reduced disease burden. So you can see this, not only do we have direct benefits of this program, we also have indirect benefits. And I believe the next speaker is going to give us a much better story about that part at that end of the story. So now validation, we're not that far here. We have one estimate from the Sentinel sites of 58% coverage in December 2007. And from NIST, we're still waiting for estimates. So this just we have to wait to make that validation. This is the first paper we put out from our CDC-SDI collaboration, and it shows these CPT rotavirus coverage together with the reduction in disease burden. It was just published in PIDGA in 2010. So in conclusion, I just wanted to say that I hope I have impressed you that the private sector has much to offer in terms of tracking vaccine dose administrations and vaccine coverage in near real time. It's completely underutilized, in my opinion, in the United States so far. And we've demonstrated for Rotatec vaccine coverage that this works, but really the approach could be applied to tracking coverage of any emerging infant schedule vaccine. So right now, for example, we're working on contrasting the Rotarix and the Rotatec uptake. That's really easy with these data. So I want to acknowledge our CDC colleagues who've been working very closely with us to really wrestle this methodology into control. That's Umesh, Margaret, and Jackie. And thanks to all the SDI people, because there's really 600 people involved at SDI in identifying, purchasing, cleaning, processing, maintaining, dealing with all these data all the time. And they are kind of anonymous here, but they're really the true heroes, maybe. So if you have questions, please don't hesitate to email me or my colleague who knows more about the data, and we'd be happy to talk to you about anything there.